Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello there, my very good friends, and a warm welcome and good afternoon to you all. On this video, a top WWE star could be out for up to a year.
A top star is now a very important part of AEW creative.
Andrade El Idolo has rejected an AEW pitch ahead of Collision.
And a major update on Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar 3. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News.
Braun Strowman. He's going to be out for ages.
Oh.
This really stinks. It might be out for like a year. This is rubbish stuff. It came out late last week, that he was going to have to go under neck fusion surgery, which usually means that kind of timeline.
Yeah.
For a potential recovery. He actually released a statement on this saying, "The road to recovery starts now. Level 1 fusion on my C4, C5 vertebrae." I put his doctor over, which is nice to see.
Nice to see on his way out.
Yeah. Thanks WWE for like taking care of him.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. He said, "This was very scary to find out about having to have done, and they were there every step of the way, reassuring that I was going to have the best care possible. This will take a little bit of time to heal from, but I assure you, I'll be back." Terminator voice. Thank you all in advance for the well wishes. Well, PW Insider have come through for a report on Braun, update on his condition. He's been released from hospital following the neck fusion surgery, which is good. There's no official word on his recovery or his expected return, but it is not going to be anytime soon.
No.
It's not going to be in the near future. He'd been moved to the injury list last week or maybe the week before, recently. And there's a bunch of sympathy for him backstage, which is understandable. Look, an injury of this severity is brutal, obviously. But I think it's particularly brutal. Well, I mean, it doesn't ultimately matter, really. But like, he's been really fun lately on TV.
Yeah.
Braun, like, he's been back, for me, he's been back to something like close to his vintage. Like when he was feuding with Roman in 2017 and 18, and he was just this fun, silly powerhouse with one-liners and getting these hands and running around and all this. And he was like really explosive and awesome. To me, he's been back to that through the tag team with Ricochet.
Yeah.
Like ever since he tweeted that thing about flip-floppers or whatever it
was,
he's been a lot of fun. So like from a creative standpoint, it's obviously a bummer. But from a human level, obviously, it's worse because this man's going to be injured for like a year.
Yeah, exactly. He, like you say, got himself in hot water with that ill-advised, let's say,
tweet. It was silly.
But yeah, magic came out of it. I thought they were a great team. I think had Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn not been around, they'd have been great challengers for tag titles. I thought it benefited Ricochet far more than I anticipated. I thought it was just going to be like, you flip around for a bit and then...
Yeah, odd couple sort of all out. Type
But
vibes.
It worked so well. Note to myself and to all wrestling fans, right, anytime I hear neck surgery, I get very worried. And then I think about it and think that's awful. And obviously we wish Braun well in his recovery. And then about 6 weeks later, I go, probably time for them to come back now, isn't it?
Yeah.
He will come back when he's ready.
Yeah.
Just like Big E, I'd love to see them both in a ring tomorrow, but until they are ready, let's not sit there and speculate and say, oh, I think actually we should have a surprise return for them at the Royal Rumble or whatever. If he's out for this long, that's how long he's out for. Not everyone is John Cena in terms of recovery. Not everyone should come back sooner than they anticipate. But it's going to be very interesting to see what the landscape of WWE looks like when he comes back, because he should be in and around the top. And as always, what I say, although it's less so here for Braun Strowman because he was on the upward trajectory, when people go away with injuries and then come back, they are hugely over.
He's going to get a big pop. We should shout out the Gunther match from earlier this year.
Yeah.
Tremendous bit of work. Best wishes, speedy recovery, or as speedy as can be expected.
Yes, speedy recovery within reason.
Yeah.
Right, let's talk a little bit, I teased this on the morning news, which you can go and check out now as well, about the top star who's now a very important part of AEW creative. This report comes from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, and it is one Bryan Danielson, who Meltzer says has got a lot of booking influence in the company, with founder and CEO Tony Khan being of the belief that his and Bryan's thought processes are kind of the same thing when it comes to wrestling. They've been bouncing stuff off each other. Rampage's Championship Friday that they had just last week was reportedly a product of this. Meltzer said that Bryan has a lot of influence. He's becoming a very key part of creative. And Fightful Select reports in May that Danielson started contributing to AEW Creative ahead of Collision's launch, of course, later on this month. Not a bad wrestling brain to have around, is he?
No, pretty good one across the board. Obviously, AEW Creative's undergone a few personnel switches recently with, like, the Danielson story here and, like, Will Washington coming in to help with continuity
great
and
addition.
Stuff like that. So, obviously, Tony's changing a few things around. But, like, Danielson did creative in WWE to a capacity as well, and he got lots of praise for how he did that. So I can't really see how this is anything but a positive piece of news. He knows wrestling as well. Like, the people in that room are people like him, Christopher Daniels, Sanjay Dutt. Wrestling people, not, like, reality TV writer that we signed who doesn't know anything about the show.
I mean, everyone can't do Canadian Destroyers.
Yeah, it's useful to have. And also, like, it's good to get away from, like, the old boys club as well, in terms of there's not some 70-year-old man who complains about modern wrestling on the internet in that creative room whose creative peak was, like, 40 years ago. And actually,
who could you possibly be talking about?
Was never that great in a creative capacity anyway. There's no one like that in the room. Also, Bruce Pritchard, people like that aren't in the room, you know? Like, there's no old fuddy-duddies. You see people online when people talk about AEW Creative going, why isn't this name from way back when? And you can insert whoever you want into that one. Why is this 70-year-old who was in Memphis not on the show? Because he was a 70-year-old that was in Memphis, that's why. It's a new era, it's new minds, we need fresh people with fresh ideas.
And wrestling's subjective.
And Danielson's a genius, so...
Yeah, I think he's a great mind to have around, and nice to see that he gels so well with Tony Khan and they can create stuff, because Rampage has been crap for quite some time, and Championship Friday was a load of fun.
Yeah, it was. Speaking of fun, is this a fun one? I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Transition to it without remembering the title. Not really is the answer.
Oh, bollocks.
Andrade El Idolo. So you remember recently AEW did those backstage segments, it was on the 10th of May? Where it was like, Thunder Rosa's going in the office.
Yeah.
Miro's going in the office of Tony Khan. And it was like teases for Collision, which has since been announced. Andrade was at that show, but he did not want to do that segment.
Okay.
So Fightful Select reporting that, he basically turned it down. There was some speed bumps with getting him back involved. This is seemingly one of them. Despite being at the tapings, he didn't want to do it. There's no word on why he didn't want to do it. He just said, nah. He was then at Dynamite the following week as well, where he did like a backstage segment thing that went out on social media. That was the week, I believe, that Collision was actually announced.
Yeah.
And his name was in the press release. So he's going to be on that show. But yeah, there you go. There's some other interesting stuff here as well. Andrade's been injured since October. He's been working out in the ring. People close to him have indicated that he's not quite ready to wrestle yet, but he is being advertised for a show in Mexico in mid-June. No word on whether or not he'll be wrestling or just showing up and being handsome. but it does, he's on his way back. It's been a long time since he's been involved, been in the mix. La Facción Ingobernable is obviously still going on, still killing it. I love Rush so much.
Yeah.
That man rules. They got Preston Vance, they got Jose the assistant, they got Drillistico. There's some fun stuff for him to come back into.
Yeah, we all know, all read and heard and seen some of the issues that he's had backstage within AEW. But I think Collision is a welcome breath of fresh air for quite a few people in that locker room. You've mentioned some of the names there. And it's a fresh start for him. And I hope he's positioned high up within that company, because I think Andrade was a great acquisition. Release from WWE in terms of, I feel like they had so much more they could do with him.
Underused.
Yeah, So hopefully, just like CM Punk, Collision will provide another springboard for Andrade. And yeah, once he's ready, he can return to the ring and do what he does best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing him work again. And he looks like he's jacked now. Oh. I mean, he always was. But like, there was a photo of him recently wearing a shirt. And I was like, he's going to burst those buttons, brother. This man looks huge. I'm into it. Let's go.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, let's talk about Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar 3. They are having a rubber match, which is not, as I first assumed, where you suspend an eraser above the ring and it's whoever can rub out their homework first. It's apparently not going to be a dog collar match, as we reported either yesterday, that was pitched and shot down. But Dave Meltzer reported that on Wrestling Reserve Radio, it is going to go down, the rubber match, at SummerSlam. Ford Field, match number 3. He also said that he presumes Cody goes over in that one. Hell of a feud these two have had.
Yeah, SummerSlam's probably a good spot for it to end, although...
Which, selfishly, we're annoyed it's not happening in the UK at Money in the Bank.
100%. And also, I think him and Roman would have been quite cool at SummerSlam, but we'll see. We will let it play out,
yes.
as we do on the internet. What are we going to do at Money in the Bank? Maybe him and Dom going by last night's Raw?
Please bring Brandi Rhodes into WWE.
Oh my goodness. What was the tweet last night? Pappy won't hit Mammy, but Mommy will. Or something along. Get her in, man. Brandi kicks ass. She's so chaotic.
I think we can... I'm sorry, Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay, but the match of the year conversation ends if that gets booked.
Brandi versus Rhea. Let's go.
Brandi and Cody versus Rhea and Dom. Mixed tag. Oh, my God. Yes.
Bring the Nightmare Collective to WWE.
The thing is, you could do, like Rhea already has done spots with male performers. It's a dangerous tightrope that WWE walks with this, because obviously they are not, you know, it's slightly different the way they present it compared to like AEW, for example.
Sure.
But even so, they're always very like, we're doing no male on female violent stuff, which is completely understandable.
Nobody does that.
No, like, exactly.
AEW, nobody does that.
Don't do any of that. But you could easily see Rhea Ripley dropping Cody with something and Brandi being like, I'm not fucking having this. And maybe, you know, she can slap the taste out of Dom's mouth. Did you see the clip on socials? Very good. Whoa, I just slapped Cody Rhodes. He is the greatest heel in the business.
You can't be the greatest heel in the business when you have piped in crowd reactions.
It's piped in, but it's also, that's to drown out the actual booze.
Okay. Yeah, they actually pipe in cheers because, yeah.
You've got to balance this out somehow. Brock Cody 3 at SummerSlam. I agree. I always assumed, certainly in the aftermath of WrestleMania, that, okay, they're just delaying Cody's coronation until SummerSlam. That, presumably, now will happen at WrestleMania 40, which I was annoyed with until I saw the monster number that Roman did on SmackDown and went, okay, I can understand why WWE may have done that.
There you go.
Right, let's move on to more community questions. We did a few in the morning if you want to go and check them out. But we got them from the YouTube community page. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you do, and then you'll see anything when Andy posts the thing asking for questions. Thank you to everyone who's contributed. We also take them on Twitter as well, of course.
Yeah, we mix it up.
WWE.
Some people don't like Twitter. Fair point.
Well, the question actually leads into something we were just talking about. Stephen Galt says, after seeing last week's main event on Raw, how about Rhea and Dominic versus Seth and Becky at SummerSlam?
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It'll be over. It'll be a hoot.
You think Becky's misses Money in the Bank? I can't see any other... I'd like it to be EO Sky, selfishly.
Zoe Stark for me, personally.
See, I think those two are going to take each other out, Becky and Zoe, to continue that.
I think
Becky's probably going to do something involving Trish / Zoe at some slot.
On the contrary, Becky getting something dastardly done to her by Zoe, who then wins Money in the Bank. Keep it rolling that
hell
way.
Hell of a push for Zoe, that. I like it.
It's a fun mixed tag, however. Not as fun as getting Brandy involved.
No.
On TV.
Yeah, one way or another, I want a Rhea and Dom mixed tag at SummerSlam. And the best match is
Cody versus Brandy.
So Cody's doing double duty. He's tagging with his wife. And then, sorry, love, I'm just going to go off and fight Brock Lesnar again. He should definitely go over
Send
in that match.
Pharaoh in his place, no problem. Pharaoh versus Larry, interpromotional dream match.
Wow.
Let's go.
Nathan Jones says, good morning from South Africa, Andy and Adam. Good morning from South Africa, Andy and Adam.
I'd like to know.
It's a bit New Zealand, wasn't it?
You're speaking out your nose from New Zealand here. This is not South Africa. Come on.
And you shouldn't know prawns. good morning from South Africa, Andy and Adam. I would like to know how each of you would personally book CM Punk's first feud back and who you'd have him go up against.
Samoa Joe.
And the one way, well, I know one way that we wouldn't do it, and that is Samoa Joe interferes in his Forbidden Door match.
Keep that one away. I just do it like the Eddie Kingston feud. You don't need to spend weeks and weeks and build an elaborate thing out of it. They have immense history together.
And they've got the tape library.
Yeah, it's one of the most important, if not the most important rivalry in Ring of Honor history. Mm-hmm. Granted, not everyone will be privy to that feud, but the great thing about AEW acknowledging history is that they just trust you to get the context and stuff. Even if you've not seen the old matches, you'll be able to watch the stuff they do with it on TV and go, yeah, I get that. Idiots will go, I don't know, I've not seen this. It doesn't
Who are these people?
Who is Samoa Joe? Why is he here? All of it. They'll do their usual hysterical nonsense, but guess what? That's bubble garbage that doesn't mean anything. Joe versus Punk, I think, would be a lot of fun. Physically, I have no idea what this match looks like in 2023, but I do not care because the promos would be...
Yes, I think you've got the right idea, but I can improve it. You've got two options. You can pick either here, okay? Mm. Either first episode of AEW Collision, CM Punk, Heroes Reception in Chicago, and then he decides to leave through the crowd because, I don't know, reasons. And as he's walking up the steps, Samoa Joe does that mad bollocks dive that he did in TNA onto concrete. Or you take elements of the Samoa Joe AJ Styles storyline and he beats the shit out of CM Punk whilst directing it down the camera lens, not to AJ, but to Larry!
Larry's going night-night. Obviously, no, because Larry would kick his ass, is the thing here. Hey, we got an interview with Samoa Joe coming up on the channel real soon.
Really thought you were going to say an interview with Larry. An interview with Samoa Joe is awesome.
Interview with Larry, brother. We tried to interview Larry, man, but he was like, brother, I need at least 5 hours to tell my story. I was like, Larry. We got a lot of mid-rolls in that video, but...
Shout out to Sidgwick, by the way. He did that great tweet a while back where he said, we got an exclusive interview with Larry and he just played the Dave Meltzer. Jared Zamora, Bobby's brother, gives us our final question of the day as a niche football reference for some of our British QPR fans. Or West Ham.
Yep, they're all there.
Andy, what is with the Alfredos from your shirt? Is that a local joint near your pizza? Every time I see it, I think of a massive pizza and become oh so curious. Cheers, boys. I thought we could clarify this.
It's a rap album by Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist. And you should listen to it if you like hip-hop, because it's maybe the best hip-hop album of the past 5 years.
Wow. So
it's great. It's fantastic.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
A good music connoisseur.
I'm a genius. A musical genius. There you go.
So, your today's and finally, because I forgot to do it again, is go and listen to that album. What's it called again?
Alfredo by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. Not Madlib, that would be Bandana, Andy, you idiot. And Pinata. And The Alchemist. Freddy Gibbs.
Check that out. That's all, that's
but
all.
You should also actually check out Freddy's stuff with Mad Lib, because it's great too.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know what we're playing in the office today, so there you have it.
That would drive everyone out of the room. All these soft eared indie guys. They go, no, this is not Lana Del Rey.
More of a Royal Blood fan myself, just like how rock and roll they are. Punk hasn't died.
Imagine Dragons bringing riffs back to rock.
Hey, someone asked you after the Beatles got rid of him. You've infected me with your wind-up stuff now.
Yeah.
Right, let me know your thoughts on everything we've discussed.
I was in a museum in Newcastle on Saturday, and there's like a music section for some reason, and it was like these bands. There was a Beatles record, there was a Bob Dylan record, and there was like a Rod Stewart record. I was looking at it going, man, not a riff between them. Not a single breakdown on any of these albums. What are we doing? Where's the chug parts? Jesus.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that.
Hey. You can play some riffs on that.
Absolutely. More riffs than Paul and Ringo and John and all of them combined.
I mean, you literally need more than zero. It's not hard.
Well, let me know your thoughts on that, as if you need any encouragement, in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling.
Yeah, they're a very influential band, the Beatles. They actually influenced me quite a lot to never listen to their music. People are going to be pissed. Anyway,
What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. By the time this goes out, we'll have reviewed Monday Night Raw, and we may well be looking ahead to the show formerly known as NXT 2.0.
Crikey dinga.
Chair, man. Yo! A little bit later on today.
Oh, you made me wait for that one.
Twitter questions, if you want to send it to us, community questions, at What Culture WWE Community is literally on the page you're on right now. Thoughts, all that good stuff. You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at
Andy H. Murray, the H stands for.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. And hey, go check out today's morning news video whilst you're at it. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Yellow submarine.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.